Bandwidth for the Weird Things podcast provided by WiredTree. For sites of any size and world-class customer service, head on over to WiredTree.com.
Welcome to After Things. This is the podcast where we talk about being a creative, being a professional, taking your ideas and getting traction in reality. I'm Andrew Main, joined by Justin Robert Young.
Hello.
He says coyly, and Brian Brushwood.
I bet you didn't see me just whip out a muddler that I'm shaking in your face. Don't make me shake the muddle stick.
What's a muddle stick
for, Brian? Muddler is what you do when you're making drinks and you want to mash a citrus fruit, right? This is the bartender 10-in-1 gizmo, so you can kind of do, and then you can, but it feels really good to take
looks
it
like
and
a,
whip it
like this. Like a car stealing tool.
Too. It does, doesn't it? It looks like a, yeah. Like a, I'm an,
a
late 1800s Irish copper, and I'm about to, you know, hit some drunks off the streets.
Yeah. Or perform some very painful medical test.
That's all of the above.
Yeah, they were quite robust back then. So we're going to start right off. Now, we've told you guys, if you want to send us your questions, things you're working on, we'll be happy to try to give you our advice. And, you know, you know, regular listeners know enough about our resumes, how much credence to give what we tell you we think you should do. So all for informational purposes only. We're going to start right off. We actually had two really good questions that came in here for After Things. And I wondered if, Justin, do you have these in front of us? Do you want to use your wonderful voice to read these to us?
I can, yeah. Just give me a second. We'll bring them up.
So if you have a question you want us to try to approach, you can send it to what email address?
Send it to me, neshcom@gmail.com, neshcom@gmail.
And he will make sure that it falls for our eyes and catches our attention. I mix the words catch and get, by the way. Gitches our attention.
Okay, so here we go. This first one is from Daniel for After Things consumption. This is the project, 100 days, 100 stories, 100 words, 100 photos. Inspired by Andrew's just write the damn thing attitude, I'm in the midst of writing of a writing project that was originally inspired by a camera app and brought to life by Andrew's writer walks. The backstory. Some years ago, I stumbled across a camera app by Trey Radcliffe, 100 cameras in one. This app, of course, had names for the different filters that you could apply to your lunch photo or bathroom selfie. When what caught my attention was the name of the filters. It was as if the names were phrases pulled from random stories. I was inspired to reverse engineer these and write the stories that these titles could come from. Being a novelist at heart, I tried to write too much to make the project happen. I wrote one story and was halfway through two other stories before I let having a fourth child, being an English teacher, cat videos, and YouTube cause me to do the, quote, I'll do this later, or put it in the I'll do this later pile. About a month ago, I was on a writer's walk, yakking into my iPhone and generally freaking out my neighbors. Thank you, Andrew. And something Brian said crashed headlong into the dormant project in the back of my head. If you want to accomplish something, you need measurable, achievable, and have a date of completion. I have done none of these requirements for my previous iterations. I now have 100 days to write 100 stories using only 100 words and take 100 photos. I am a photographer as well, and that will make sense in a moment. I'm publishing these stories on my website and Instagram. These photos make sense now. I then share the Instagram photos on Facebook. When this project is finished, I intend to publish them as an art book / short story collection. The question, how do you get this project beyond the friends and family wall? It is fairly easy to get the follows and likes from those you already have in a relationship. But that only gets you so far, and their feedback can be suspect in its authenticity. I've shared the links in a Facebook group, Long Live the Tadpool, and it didn't seem to get much traction or notice in the cacophony of quick-moving timelines. I don't want to spam the group with postings for obvious reasons. I have considered buying ads on podcasts like The Morning Stream. I've also considered writing these stories and postcards. Flash fiction is sometimes called postcard fiction. And mailing these out and dropping them off in places like coffee shops, bookstores, or handing them out in colleges. I think these ideas have potential, and I don't want to waste time that could be used writing or working on other projects. Any feedback on the project itself or how to get it out to the wider world would be awesome. Here are the links to the project, danieljcollinsphoto.com/centum-fabulous or instagram.com/centum_ Fabulous. Somebody needs a shortener. Thanks in advance. Daniel J. Collins. You can find him on Twitter at MooroyJenkins. MooroyJenkins.
I'm reading between the lines here. I haven't seen any of the stories. I'm only just now seeing the photos. But it seems like your question is a little bit out of order from your question is, how do I break out of the friends and family wall? And it assumes something that I don't believe is necessarily true. It assumes that the moment of creation needs to coincide with the moment of publication, and that the two of those need to be remotely close to one another. I don't think that's true at all. I think that you need to hone your craft, hone your skill, build up your content. We've talked about on this program how Andrew Main is sitting on like 6 full-length novels that he's written that he's waiting for the right moment to come out. I think it's a fine event to do 100 stories in 100 days with 100 photos using 100 filters. I think it's great that you're basing it on the work of someone else. Here's a nutty idea. This whole thing was created based on Trey Ratcliffe's names for his filters. Have you talked to Trey about it? Seems to me like if I'm somebody who has 100 cameras in one and somebody was doing a giant artistic product, a big endeavor, seems like I'd want to reach out to my massive, massive 4 million hardcore followers on Google Plus or whatever.
And if one of these podcast hosts decided to send a text message to Trey telling him that you were doing this.
Yeah. I mean, like, actually. Yeah, getting to Trey is literally, like, it probably has already happened because you probably already sent the text.
I did. I sent the text to tell Trey he's doing this. Yeah.
So it's like that's not the problem. To me, there are two elements here and you are conflating them. Here's the first. You wanted to complete something. You wanted to set a goal. You wanted to go do something and you wanted to complete it. That's your reward. That's your ability to do it. And you are doing it. Congratulations, you're doing it. But then later in the email, you're like, well, I want people to see it because they don't want it to be wasting time. And that if it doesn't get out to people, then that will be the failure. Well, already you're setting two different and oftentimes conflicting parameters for what succeeds and what fails. If you've set your thing and you're like, hey, I can write 100 word story a day for 100 days and I want to take a photo with each of them, then awesome. That's great. Like, that's a huge thing. And you should focus on every inch of that and not let whether or not it's getting out to people necessarily be a thing. Because right now, this is, you should be hopeful that however far you get into it, you can continue to build an audience that wants to share it and not necessarily worry about like whether or not people find the premise so interesting that they need to follow every element of it. Because I don't know how far, do we know how far he is in?
It looks like he's about nine
posts in. Yeah,
9 days.
And you know, to be honest, man, like if it were me, for both goals, for I want to be able to complete something goal, and the I want to tell people about a goal. It's a far more interesting project at 50 than 9. You know. It's a far more satisfying project for you that you've built a system for which you can continue to do it at 50 days as opposed to 9. I think that that's something that you need to, separate those two totally. Whether or not I can do it and whether or not people care about it are two different things. And then beyond that, like, figure out what the work is, you know? Then start telling people. And then, you know, hopefully you can communicate with Trey and say, hey, listen, I just want to let you know that I'm doing this. And then once you kind of get it to a point where when people want to see it, they can see more than 9 things, then that will seem impressive. That will seem important. That will seem worthy of people's time and they will want to see it come to an end. Because even if you hit people up at 75, you still have the far better part of a month that people are wrapped up in something. Like, that's impressive.
I think you get into the idea that when we want to get into something, we want to create, we want to do that, part of the process, there's the idea of the process, and then there's the product. And as we've touched upon here, is that if your goal is the product, then you focus on the product. You just do these things. Then you say, hey, I did 100 of these. Check these things out. If your goal is the process because you want something to come out, you know, what is your goal out of the process? People to pay attention to what you're creating. People to say, hey, look at this person they're writing. You got to make damn sure that the process is not just, it's not just here's a cool idea what I'm doing, but people are really engaged and enjoying what they're doing. I have a lot of unpublished books that are never going to be published because they're not good. You know, I had to write those to get to where I am now, and I still have books that I'll write something and be like, yeah, I like this personally, but I know that it's not going to connect or whatever. So I'm very hesitant to put a large – I don't put 99% of my process in front of people. People see – I talk a lot about I put this book and I did this and that, but all the pages in between don't go out there. They're not there because – it might be kind of interesting to people, but it's nowhere near as interesting as the finished work. When I started writing and putting stuff out there, I had long conversations with Justin about, I don't think I'm going to talk about the writing process, you know, initially. And I didn't. I didn't do a lot of talking about writing, being a writer, and what trying to do that. I wanted to talk about the books because I thought I wanted my work to speak for itself and not just the fact that, hey, you guys know me as this, but this is how I'm a writer. Now I feel more comfortable doing that because the books have had their own success and I can, you know, point to those, and then I can talk about my experience as a writer and still qualify. I'm a guy still trying to figure things out. This thing, you're doing a very public thing. It's great. It's absolutely great that you're doing, you know, 100 things in 100 days. I think those things, those kinds of concepts are great ideas. You know, I played around with stuff like that, and even like in 3D printing, well, let me create like a new thing every day, or let me do this. And that becomes a huge commitment. You follow through and you talk, you promote, you know, we'll, like I said, we'll tell Trey about it. Every time you do a post, you should tag Trey on, you know, Twitter and Instagram and say, you know, inspired by at Trey Radcliffe's blah, blah, blah. If we can't get his attention for you, that should get his attention for you, which can then help. And it brings interest to what Trey did with the 101 Cameras app. Keep at it. But yeah, don't make your goal to get attention at this point. Make your goal to work on your craft. And I'm not a believer that, like, oh, if you do great work, then people follow. There's a lot of wonderfully obscure things that people don't follow. But a really great thing, really great work with a lot of effort and attention does succeed.
I mean, people are, and some people in the chat room, like, what I'm not saying is just do good work and magically people get to you. I'm saying that they are two different muscles. Mm-hmm. And if you want to work on one, work on one. And when you are better and more confident on that muscle, it's easier and different to work on this totally other thing, which is promotion and getting stuff out there. And if right now you're worried about this, and this is what you were initially looking to focus on, then focus on that. Then, like, draw a wall between whether or not, like, don't look at your view counts. Wait, you know, get it better and better and better, and then focus on the other end of it. Because there are just two different processes.
Yeah, I think the most significant thing that I got out of what you were saying, Justin, is that the most interesting part of any marathon is the last mile. That's when you want to tune in and be like, it's happening. So it's like, yes, you have to go through 100 days and 100 short stories or whatever, but as you get closer, you can get louder saying, day 75, heads up, world, it's happening. Day 80, it's happening, world. Day 88 is when you start saying, by the way, you can get the book. You can pre-order right now. It's a beautiful coffee table book. Scored a deal with this publisher. You've seen what most of it is going to look like. You're going to love it. And it's got a giant twist coming up at the end. In the early, you know, just like Justin said, if you're doing it to get good, then just do it to get good. But realize that right now is not the time to be desperately worried about how loud and famous you're making.
Yeah, because it's an idea right now. You're nine posts and it's an idea, and you're trying to get everybody else invested in this idea, which, you know, it's neat. And it's as a personal goal, dude, hats off. That's I think I think that's fantastic you're doing that. But it's I've been a guy all my life. I have this idea. And people are like, well, that's great. Show up when you have it. Show up when it's delivered and show up when it's there. And you know, it's and even then, you know, how interesting will that be to people? And I think that if I were to say, hey, if you were to do this, you know, approach towards this is I would make it a little more specific or something. I might be like, oh, I'm going to do I'm going to take sci-fi looking photos and do sci-fi looking things, or I'm going to do horror. I'm going to do 100 little short horror stories based on these things that I see and give people sort of a hook to that. You know, or you could say your city, what's your city, make it a part of wherever you live and say, yeah, I'm doing 100 photos and so-and-so, and I'm doing 100 stories set in the city. And that way, don't make it so sprawling and everything. There's a guy, you know, like I live in Los Angeles. Some guy's doing 100 photos a day of Los Angeles using these kind of cool filters as his inspiration. And he's doing 100 stories based upon those locations. Is somebody in Los Angeles? That's cool. Somebody outside of town? That's kind of an interesting thing. So give it that kind of hook to it. And I think it makes it more compelling than, hey, some guy's writing 100 stories and taking 100 photos a day. Guess what? That's called the internet. Everybody's doing that.
Can I also say, I'm sure that this isn't him. I'm sure that this is just me reading into it. And I'm sure that he is smarter than me, because this is a mistake that I have made a million times. He starts out by saying, I don't know if I can do this. I've often started things and not finished them because I let other things get in the way. So now I want to set this goal for myself. But then I want a bunch of people to see it. Now I know this is just me reading into it, and this is probably not it. But if he had the idea that he is more likely to do it if people were paying attention to it, or if he got attention on it, then I will be the one to say that is a terrible idea. That is having a baby to save a failing marriage. Like, the attention that you get on a project will be far better if you are confident in the project, or at least have an idea where to go. Because I'll let you know this, attention is oftentimes just as negative as it is positive. That you crave attention because, hey, it means that I'm successful. It means there's validation. It also means that there's criticism. It also means that there's expectation. It means that if, for whatever reason, you have to go to the hospital for a day, now people are angry at you, right? I was just, during After Things, browsing my Facebook feed, and our friends Double Toasted, Corey and Martin, did a live show in Seattle last night. And apparently there was an issue with live streaming their show. And now Corey has to go on this huge defense thing because there are people that love them, that love their content so much that they were furious that there was no live stream of their live show the day that it happened, right? And that's attention, man. You want to think about what fans are? You want to think about what attention is? You want to think about what that brings to a project and how it affects it? It's a lot more than the fun stuff. And if you think that will help a process that you are not confident on, I will almost universally guarantee it's more complicated at the very least than you think.
Yep, I agree with everything.
Gentlemen, we have another post. Another question.
We do. This one comes from Todd. Todd writes, hey, a question about promotion. Hello, weirdos. I'm striking out into unfamiliar territory and I need guidance. I've gotten alphageekmedia.com, where I believe this show is streaming, to a stable place in its development with a great group of more than 50 shows streaming live on the network each week. I now find myself needing to promote the network to a larger audience and find myself not even knowing where to begin. The goal, increase viewer listenership and traffic so the network can become a place where new audience members can discover the hosts and shows that appeal to their particular slice of geekdom. Thank you.
Man, that's a rough, said with all love and respect to Todd Whitehead. You can't, it's the equivalent of saying, how do I make this roll of duct tape go viral? It's like, you can't make anything go viral. All you could do is maximize the opportunity for something that already wants to go viral to do exactly that.
Hold on, right into Twitter, Brian lies about gaffer's tape, calling it duct tape going viral.
Okay, you're right. It is gaffer's tape. Touché. Okay, but you see, now we've added a narrative. We've made it more interesting. It has a better chance to go viral now. But the it's
I'd love this if Gaffgate went viral. It's just like now, like that one moment. It's just like a loose change style, like black and white. Like, but did he know that it was gaffer tape, or did he know that it was duct tape? If you look at his smile, it reveals a lot.
Is it truly a gaff?
So here's the thing is, there's two things to consider. Number one, what you want to do is increase the amount of people using your service. And what your service is a fantastic clubhouse where people can see rad, rad content. And you have a partnership with a number of different programs, including Weird Things and DTNS, Trekcast, the Geek All-Stars podcast, and so on. And you are proud of the clubhouse you've built, and now your question is, how do we get more people in? Well, if you're a club owner, one way you do is you book higher profile acts to come in, the kind of people who are going to bring in more people. You seek out those partnerships, and you make it happen that way. Or you build out, I mean, you run in a nightclub, Todd. Just think about it from now on. You book acts that perform on your stage, and those acts bring their audience. And there are two ways to get more people in. One is to book higher profile acts that bring their own audiences in. Number two is to offer amenities that make that club the most fascinating, most interesting place. This is why Twitch is tearing it up. There's a lot of different ways that you can live stream your media, but they have the fact that you have custom emotes. You have all of these things that make people identify with Twitch as their favorite place to be. Consider what has worked for them and figure out ways to implement that on your platform as well. Does that sound about right?
I would go into... So I'm aware that we're on Alpha Geek. I've spent minimal amount of time actually looking at that. And I think this may be the first time I've looked at, you know, the front page of Alpha Geek. And I get to the front page and I'm going like, I know what we're doing. I know what it does here. I look at this thing and I get this big square that's got eight things that say video one, video two, video three. And I'm like, what, am I supposed to start switching this thing? First impression, it's a confusing first impression. I don't know what this is. I assume maybe I press these things to see shows. I don't know what I'm looking at. There's a news feed there that, as a first person here, that's not my primary interest. Your most attractive, most interesting thing is when I click on the shows tab and I look at live shows and I see, oh, this is what everything is. This is if you go below the screen and you scroll down, all these things, I go, oh, this is what this is, right? So I would focus on the idea of saying, what's your first thing and what should you be? And I think that you should think about grouping these things, because your best fan for a Weird Things, you know, somebody who's listened to Weird Things is probably going to be maybe interested in some of those other shows there, like, oh, you like weird and strange and sci-fi? Here are these things, because sometimes people want to put together blocks of that. You want tech? You know, here's Cord Killers. This looks like it's arranged alphabetically, which is certainly... makes it easy to figure out where in the alphabet each one of these should go. But if you're trying to grow within this network, you want to tell people what other content is there that fits those things. And so I would try grouping stuff by content, and I would think that front page, what does YouTube's front page do? It shows you this is what you can watch. Here are the videos, or here are these channels we recommend. Push that. Your front page is, you know, recommended, and you know, I would really, really try to revamp and make this a user-friendly site, you know, because I see video one, video two, video three. I don't know what those mean. I have no idea what those things are supposed to do for me. So make that thing, because you can, if we could send you 100 eyeballs to this page and 99 of them are going to click away in the next 2 seconds, it's no, you know, you're better off sending 10 and having 5 people stick around, you know, and that's what you need to think about. Is so many times people misuse social media with very ineffectual messages. You know, they get in front of a platform and they think that, well, the content's there, they'll find it. And that's been a thing, man, since I worked with, you know, in the 90s, working on, like, you know, trying to help develop websites and stuff, where people are like, well, no, people can find it, that's there. Like, you're assuming they care enough to do that. You're assuming that they're going to spend the time to do it. And people don't. People will go where something else is much better capturing our attention. So you've done a lot of hard work putting something really, really great here, you know, to bring the stuff together. Make it easier for people who are discovering things on here to find this other stuff. Put that up front. Figure out, like, when one show is playing, like, if I click on Weird Things, the video, and I get the thing is, and I hear my voice, is I would put in there, hey, you might also like these other things. Now, I see, you know, there's a couple things of the video channel 3. You maybe have grouped it there, but like I would put these other descriptions of other shows down there. And it's hard, man. It's hard to try to figure out how to organize all this stuff together. I'm not saying it's an easy thing, but use people's attention, direct people's attention.
Here's one thing that I always know, or to me, I associate Alpha Geek Media with, is mobile streaming. When I want to listen to the morning stream when I was on the road, I would listen to it via Alpha Geek Radio. That is something that I always associated with it. And so, yet, although I knew that the service was ultimately being provided to me by Alpha Geek Radio, I did not use an Alpha Geek Radio solution to get there. I would go to the website and I would click on a link, and it was always kludgy, but it wasn't, there wasn't like an easy way that I could, you know, like let's say for any of the shows that we do, that we can just say, hey, if you're in your car, go here. You know, if you're on the go, go here. If you want to listen to us while we go live, you know, what we've created, you know, and this, and look, there's a million different ways to listen to it. There's a million different ways to get it. But how does that help? You know, ultimately, if you're going to rely on the people that are pushing it out for you, what's the easiest way to say, for us to say, hey, if you're live on the road, listen to it here.
Yeah, and I guess also it means keep in mind that you, by nature of being the clubhouse runner, have the opportunity to kind of, I don't want to say force, but you have an opportunity to foster cross promotion on everything. You know, if you know somebody can't afford to pay for your bandwidth costs or whatever, you can say, hey, here's an agreement. It's a legally binding agreement that we will host your stuff. We'll do X, Y, or Z. All you have to do is at the beginning and end of each show, make sure to plug Alpha Geek Radio or whatever. Like that kind of stuff puts a little bit of muscle in there because you're providing a lot of value. And if you're not getting, if you're doing all the work and not getting anything out of it, it seems like you could rethink your relationship with some of the programs.
Yeah, I don't know if this got brought up. Maybe that's what we're talking about right in the comments. Like when I go to it on my mobile device, something's broken. And man, and like, listen, I will be the first one to tell you how hard it is to maintain stuff you put online after a couple months or whatever to keep things up to, you know, up to date and all that. It's a challenge. It is really, really a challenge, but there's nothing on my iPhone. I get a blank screen when I go to Alpha Geek, which I'm sure there's probably some app or something that's supposed to do that. And, you know, you're trying to do the work of people who are much more better funded and have more people to do it and can be done, but it's hard. But make it sticky. Make it usability is one of the clarity and usability make things sticky. If I know what this is, I know I want it. And if I can use it, I'm going to use it and stick around and tell people where to go with that.
You know, listen, and this is part of a pivot for Todd. Todd makes clear in the email, and I know that we've talked in the past that, you know, most of what he has focused on and made it extraordinarily easy for dunderheads like me to get on his service is creator focused. Here's how you get on the platform. Here's how you stream stuff when you're not streaming stuff, like, or not tagging it the correct way. Like I have a million different times. He's good at following up and saying, hey, by the way, here are like the three buttons that you have to hit. If you please do that. And I'm like, cool. He's great and patient and amazing with all of that. However, now you're focusing on the flip side. Now this is on new people coming in to listen to the shows that you've created. And that is a different, it's a whole different world, you know, and that requires different solutions. Because what I see when I go to Alpha Geek Media right now is a site that is very, very creator focused, but might not be particularly user focused.
And keep in mind, like this is not an unusual debate to be had. There is a certain elitism, and I mean this with all love and respect, among a certain brand of geeks who love the more functional something is, the better it is. You know, for example, if you go to cordkillers.com, Tom loves the austereness of the website. Makes me nuts that we're looking at that a Times New Roman font on a white background. But you know, it's to each their own.
Yeah, you know, there's the content there where you need it to be, whatever. And Todd, you do a wonderful job of communicating with people and hosts and everything like that. And Justin pointed out, you do a great job of communicating, which is, that's hard. That's hard. And what you're trying to do is a challenge. And so the hardest part is when you do something that's competent and you're in front of people, you know, and we talked about before is, you know, the last question is that when you don't live up to somebody's expectations, what you want to do, even though they're not contributing anything to it, you know, you get people let you know. And, you know, we're here like, well, it needs to be this, it needs to be that, da, 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 da. But, you know, don't, we're all in admiration of what you're doing, what you're putting together. Let me make that very, clear.
So. Yep. Let me also make it very clear that Todd personally was the only reason why I got my computer working. Todd went on a 48-hour personal mission of mercy for my entire tech system and fixed any and all of it. And in the process, wound up eliminating a redundant piece of technology that wound up screwing up stuff after we had fixed it. So not only fixed my computer, but made my entire system better. Todd is a living saint. So let me just make that clear in terms of my personal views of Todd Whitehead.
That is awesome.
Gentlemen, it's been after. Unless you want to do picks. You guys got picks?
Game of Thrones. We all agree it's Game of Thrones. It's been after.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
The Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.